The United Nations estimates 30,000 people have died since fighting began in western Sudan early last year. U.S. officials estimate that 50,000 more may have died from hunger and disease. Many call the situation in Darfur the biggest humanitarian crisis in the world. Yesterday, 35 leaders from American Christian evangelical organizations wrote to President Bush urging him to intervene by sending U.S. troops if necessary. They say U.N. sanctions are not enough. Morning Edition's Steve Inske talked with NPR's Jason Beaubien about the crisis in Darfur.
The U.N. last week gave the Sudanese government just 30 days to disarm the Arab fighters, known as Janjaweed. Those are the fighters that have forced more than 1 million residents of the Darfur region of Sudan from their homes. NPR's Jason Beaubien just spent 3 days in the refugee camps along the border between Sudan and Chad. And Jason, what did you see?
I have to say that things are improving in the camps, but still, they really are not great. I was here 6 months ago, and most of the people at that point in time were just living out in the open, out in this area that's called the Sahel. It's just below the Sahara. It's really a rugged, arid terrain. Most people are in camps now. There's 140,000 refugees inside camps, but there's still about 40,000 people who are not in the camps, and many of them are still just living out in the open. They've got small shelters that block the wind, maybe a tarp, maybe a rug has been propped up to give them some shelter from the sun, but overall, really pretty difficult conditions. As well, there's a lot of problems with getting water to these camps. So there's been diarrhea amongst the children. They've got a lot of babies who are dying because they get diarrhea, they get malnourished, and get dehydrated. So conditions are still difficult.
Why do they stay there? Can they neither go forward nor back?
Well, what I was hearing repeatedly from people is that they're terrified to go back. These people were driven from their homes in Darfur by militiamen on horseback who came in, killed the men, oftentimes raped the women, and then burned these villages to the ground. The villages are mainly made out of straw. The traditional houses there are made out of straw, and people have fled oftentimes with just the clothes on their backs. And they also believe that this was an organized campaign by their own government, the government of Sudan, to drive them out of Darfur. They say to hand this land over to these Arab militias. The people who have been driven out consider themselves to be black Africans. Both groups are Muslims. Both groups speak Arabic. But there's this divide between the Arabs and the blacks, and it's the blacks who have been forced out.
How long can this situation continue?
Well, the people that I talked to in the camps said that it's going to continue until there's some dramatic change in Khartoum, in the government of Sudan. They believe that the government set out to exterminate them, to kill them. And even if the government of Sudan lives up to its pledge to disarm the Janjaweed in the next 90 days, these people don't feel that that's enough. They don't feel trust that the government of Sudan will protect them and that they'll be able to go back to their villages and not be killed. So these people were settling in for the long haul and are hoping that there's some dramatic change in Sudan which allows them to go back safely.
NPR's Jason Beaubien has recently been at the refugee camps near the Sudan-Chad border. Thanks very much, Jason.
You're welcome.